You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome back to an evening walk down Dalal Street, the first of the trading week. And we have big news. Nifty has failed to hold on to 11,700. What does the immediate future look like? We'll discuss all of that and then some on this evening cup of chai that you can take while walking and listening to all the events on Dalal Street. It's a twofer. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, to start things off, it was a rather volatile day for the Indian markets. Nifty 50 took support at its 50-day exponential moving average before staging a rebound, but still failed to close above 11,700 levels on a closing basis today. Weak global cues, geopolitical concerns, rise in crude oil prices may be some of the factors which weighed on sentiment. So, what was the final tally when we left things off? BSE Sensex was down 71 points to close at 39,122, while the Nifty 50 closed 24 points lower at 11,699, so just a point shy of 11,700. Back home in India, it looks like traders prefer to remain on the sidelines amid high valuations ahead of the budget and Niti Aayog's two-week deadline to draw EV roadmap that also could have contributed to the dampening of sentiment. Umesh Mehta, who is head of research at Samco Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets are in a dilly-dallying mood, at least till the union budget next week, which can be a decision-maker for the bosses from a 3 to 4 month perspective ahead." Nifty Auto has faced a tough year by slipping almost 14% since January 2019, and on Monday today again, it fell by over 1% in today as Niti Aayog gave the companies a two-week deadline to come up with a plan to switch to electric vehicles. With declining auto sales, lack of supply chain for electric vehicles, no charging infrastructure, transition to BS6 efficient standards, the auto companies, because of all of these, are facing a tough time juggling between weak revenues, dented margins, and of course the reinvestment required to build 2- and 3-wheelers to match with the latest norms, unquote. Outside of Dalal Street, we also heard some big news coming out of Mint Street when Reserve Bank of India's Deputy Governor Viral Acharya, him of the catastrophe comments earlier, quit 6 months before the scheduled end of his term to return to New York University's Stern School of Business in August as CV Star Professor of Economics. Now, returning to Dalal Street for a quick second, in terms of sectors, the BSE Oil and Gas Index fell by 1.5%, followed by the Metal Index, which was down 1.4%, and the BSE Energy Index down 1.2%, and the S&P BSE Auto Index falling 0.32% today. The S&P BSE Power Index, along with the S&P BSE Capital Goods Index and FMCG Index, saw buying on a day when benchmark indices closed in the red. Volatility, of course, continued on the stock-specific front, which kept the traders on their toes. Most sectoral indices traded in tandem to the benchmark index and ended lower. In terms of technicals, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily chart for the second session in a row. Now, a break below 11,600 levels could lead to further selling in the index, according to experts. Jayant Manglik, president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Participants are closely eyeing developments on the global front. However, signals are still indecisive, and that may cause further consolidation. Nifty has crucial support at 11,600, and its breakdown could trigger further fall. We advise keeping positions on both sides in such a scenario and waiting for a decisive break for the next directional move." Unquote. Which were some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street? Emami shares ended 6.5% lower to hit a 5-year low after a media report indicated that promoters sold stake via a block deal route. A CNBC TV 18 report said about 8.3% equity of Emami exchanged hands in early trade via block deal route. Of course, as I said before, auto stocks came under pressure today after the government think tank Niti Aayog gave the industry a deadline of 2 weeks in which to come up with a plan to switch to electric vehicles. Bajaj Auto ended at 2,810 rupees, down 63 rupees 15 paise, or almost 2.2%, while Hero MotoCorp closed at 2,572 rupees 10 paise, down 33 rupees 40 paise or almost 1.3%. Alembic Pharmaceuticals ended with gains of over 8% after the company received approval from the US health regulator, that is the FDA, for a drug that treats pain in cataract surgery. And finally, Max India shares rallied 4% after Radiant Lifecare completed its acquisition of a stake in Max Healthcare. So, Emami, some auto stocks, Alembic Pharmaceuticals and Max India making some noise today on Dalal Street. Very quickly, financial markets elsewhere. European stocks have been mixed this Monday as investors continue to monitor geopolitical tensions between the US and Iran, stoking fears of a military confrontation in the Middle East. The pan-European Stock 600 traded around the flat line during the morning session, and stocks in the Asia-Pacific region ended mixed today. Shanghai Composite was up 0.21% to close at 3,008.15. Shenzhen Component largely flat at 9,212.12, and the Shenzhen Composite was fractionally lower at 1,576.09. Outside of mainland China, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was about 0.1% higher at the end of the day. Japan's Nikkei 225 finished its trading day 0.13% higher at 21,285.99, while the broader topics index, also of Japan, gained 0.12% to close at 1,547.74. South Korea's Kospi was largely unchanged at 2,126.33. Well, that's it. As far as Dalal Street is concerned, we'll of course have stories of the day, which will recap not just Dalal Street, but every other street across the world, because that's the big promise we deliver on each day. In the run-up to the, I keep saying election, that's what happens if you cover elections for quite as long as you do. In the run-up to the union budget, the first one under Nirmala Sitharaman, we'll also be taking a look at how the budget is made. What is the process? Is it like making a film? Some aspects of it, very much like a film, almost like a thriller. I'll tell you all about it on that Digging Deeper podcast, where we take a look at how the budget is made. Until the next time you hear from me, well, always do write in mcpodcast@nw18.com. And until such a time as when you get a chance to listen to me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.